genetic roadmap for breast cancer?
We think that getting a comprehensive image, a comprehensive collection of information, including the mutations that are causing cancer, all that tells us something about why that cancer is going wrong, why that cell is turning into a cancer cell. And if you can understand that, you can understand the causes of the cancer, and then you can treat it a lot better.
An international collaboration of researchers led by the UK-based Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute, that's Dr. Serena Nikzainal, a researcher at the Sanger Institute, they've been able to sequence an entire genome of breast cancers. They found five new genes associated with the disease, according to a report in the journal Nature, which called the study a milestone. But Dr. Josh Loring, breast cancer expert with the Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, says doctors will be more interested in this study than patients right now.
I think at this point, this is a research milestone. There's a lot of material here that's going to be of interest to those who are working in the field of cancer genetics and breast cancer genetics. And I think it's going to have kind of a long-term impact on our understanding of the causes of breast cancer. But there's not a lot of here that's ready for clinical use, even in the very near term.
The steps to that clinical goal would be sort of as follows, as I understand it. This constitutes some kind of a map for a number of breast cancers, genetically speaking, and then pharmaceutical companies and researchers would go about creating drugs that can be targeted to specific genome triggers that are associated with these cancers, and you can further customize, I guess, chemotherapy or other therapies. Is that the way this works? And is this a test of that theory of treating cancer?
Yes, that's a big part of this. There's been a lot of efforts over really decades, but it's accelerated with the advent of better sequencing technology in the past 10 years, really, to identify the genes that are really driving breast cancer as well as other cancers. And as you say, to target them for therapy. Now, this particular research was kind of looking in a broader way, not just at the genes that code for the proteins in our body, but to look at the entire sequence of the genome, all of the DNA, including the most of it, which does not code for proteins. And the hope, I think, was that they were going to discover maybe some additional genetic changes that drive breast cancer, which could potentially be targeted in the future. But what they found was, for the most part, they found the same drivers that had already been found by other studies. So in that sense, confirmatory, but still showing the kind of common drivers that we are all working to target for clinical use.
Is part of the intensity around breast cancer, aside from the obvious, you want to help people, that motivation, is it that geneticists are hoping to find another stellar breakthrough like BRCA1, which has proved to be, in probabilistic terms, a very high indicator of cancer? And so there are treatment options or surgical preventive options. And then if you could find another one of those, that would be a huge deal.
Yeah, I think that has been a major motivation for these kinds of studies. And there have been some, I guess you could call it, surprises or kind of new findings, things that we didn't suspect, which have had an impact and potentially will have an impact as we develop, say, new drugs to target these new genes we find. So that has been the kind of driving motivation for a lot of these studies.
Dr. Loring, the end point of this genetic therapy, it seems to me, is to take what exists now in relatively primitive chemotherapy, where you're targeting growth cells in a very, wide spectrum way, which is why people's hair falls out when they take chemotherapy, and they're, it's hugely difficult to deal with chemotherapy. I mean, it's not pleasant at all. To get down to where you can target not just growth cells, but specific growth cells, and ignore all of the other cells in the body, and thereby really isolate both the drug itself on the cancer and keep it away from the rest of the body so it doesn't produce all of these horrible side effects. Do you think that's a pipe dream, or will we actually get there?
I think it's a little bit of both, I would say. I think we do have some very successful examples of what we would call targeted therapy. So that really is designed to hit some specific target on the cancer cell and spare the normal cells. And, you know, we have many of those now. Most of our new cancer drugs are actually in this class of targeted therapies, but they do vary in terms of how specifically they target the cancer. No drug is really without side effects. And so even though you design it to be very specific, we do find in the clinic that many of these therapies have a lot of side effects and can be maybe not as hard as chemotherapy, but not as easy as we'd like them to be. So they really vary in that respect. Some of them can be pretty tough. Some of them really do almost fit that ideal of relatively little in the way of side effects.
So pay attention, but don't stop what you're doing. This is an important place for people who are worried about breast cancer to be alert to, but no breakthroughs today.
Not really for the clinical side for patients right now.
Well, alerting people to stand down as well as stand up is an important, element of reporting on cancer because people are so emotional about it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dr. Josh Loring is a breast cancer expert with the Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins.